B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Why is it so hot in here? Jesus, Joe Murray, you're like an oven. You gotta move the 4 hours, have you? Just over there heating it up, Beetle. It's like a boiler.
Just sitting here, man.
Holy cow. Happy traffic day, huh? Man. Whew. Yep, one of those two. Thank you, sir. Mass 80s, man. They're the best.
You flash your badge?
Wow.
Shout out to the Massachusetts State Police.
The best in the business.
Love you.
Yep. And like I've always said, they get the best escorts ever. Good guys. Really good guys.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. All right, then. Where's Hardy?
Where's Hardy? Huh. Well, we beat Hardy.
That's How do we beat Hardy?
I have no clue.
Oh, he's gotten it.
Yeah.
I'll hang out until he gets here, I guess.
That's Gordon right. Hayward. You afraid of Gordon Hayward opting out, Joe Murray?
No. Were you a guy who wanted to drive him to the airport last year?
I don't care. I mean, right now I think he's the best player on the team. I do. He's doing everything he can. Rebounds, passing, scoring.
He's played pretty well.
Heard this on Felger and Maz yesterday.
What'd you hear? I didn't
that
hear
was
this.
A bad though. So the what, question what was asked. Maz, let me ask you this. Is it bad that Gordon Hayward may be your best player?
No. No, I would say no to that
said
answer.
Yes.
Nobody said yes?
I think everybody said yes.
Oh,
that's a bad
why?
Thing. Because
why
it should be Jason Tatum or Kemba Walker, right? And then he should be the third wheel. But why when you have a team like this, why shouldn't you be able to rotate it every night, you know?
But when he signed here, he was a premier player.
And he's sort of
was
getting...
Was he not?
Yeah, that's what you brought him here to be, right?
So if he's returning Wasn't to that, that's a good thing. I would not take that as a bad thing.
Well, like third and fourth wheels, you really don't put up on a jumbotron at Fenway Park or... Give the standing ovation when he comes into play or, you know, woo him. They wooed him. They wooed him to come.
I think it would say bad things about maybe someone like Tatum or Brown because your younger players haven't yet turned
okay.
into the star player you want them to be.
That's fair.
Because I think you want one of those two players to develop into your guy.
Right. Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Even with Kemba Walker, I don't think you think Kemba Walker is going to be the guy here. He's a good player. But you want your star player to be either Tatum or Brown.
Right. And I think there's this perception that, okay, you went and got Kemba. Kemba's a damn good vet, and he's been doing this for how many years now, and he's supposed to replace Kyrie Irving. Like, Kyrie Irving was supposed to be your star player.
1,000 degrees in here, right, Hardy?
Jesus.
Crazy.
The air conditioning.
All right, so that was a different conversation than what I was thinking about. This
right.
is dangerous because I saw some tweets over the last couple of days, and this could be totally a straw man thing because I don't know if this is really being talked about. Twitter can be dangerous in this way. Are people really afraid that Gordon Hayward's going to opt out at the end of the year? Is that a real fear of Celtics fans? Is that the kind of swing, the vicious opinion swing you've had since last season?
Well, I mean, if you're a true real green teamer, maybe. Because this is the player that you coveted, that you wanted.
Now, last season, you're ready
now
to drive
he's starting
him
to turn into it.
Show,
and you
said.
Right. Everybody calling the show. One way to get, I'll drive him to the airport. I think even Murray said, I'll drive him to the airport. Drive him to the airport. What's the wife's name? Penelope? With the baby rebels out there making fun of
she's awesome.
The Instagrams. What is it?
Yeah.
It's Robin with a
Robin. Y. I thought it was
Tim in line.
What the hell am I thinking? Who's Penelope?
She takes no guff.
Right. Didn't take any crap there.
No crap from him.
What are you doing playing video games?
Right? All the crap about the video games and the mental coaches and all the stuff that people got on him for, us included.
Problem or no problem?
Right?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, Gordon Hayward, trouble, problem.
Might be a bit of a problem there. Yeah.
Bad signing. Isn't going to work out for the Celtics. I'll drive him to the airport, get rid of him.
You're tripping, buddy.
You know, it's hot in here.
Give him a towel here.
It's hot as hell.
78 degrees when I checked that thermostat just now.
We knock this window out.
Plus, we just had like a race car drive. Zoe and I.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Did you guys do a little drag racing on the way?
I did. Over here.
Yeah. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
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 Then like halfway through the drive, I'm like, why is my heat on? Why is the heat on in this car? I'm like,
why is the heat on in
window
here?
Down.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, your team's 5-1. You're rolling right now. Now, this is really what we're going to bitch about. It's like, I knew it right away. It's a pull over. Got me.
I saw him coming, so I didn't do what you did.
I thought you would have done that.
Did you get pulled? I would have done it, but I saw him.
Did you get pulled over?
Yeah.
It was a quick stop.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, based on the left turn I took, he probably already ran my plate. So.
Boston or Stady?
Stady.
Oh, no.
Nice and you
nice
know what?
Guy.
He is, yeah. I'm guessing.
Very nice
officer. I'm guessing he was running my plates as he saw Zoe do what Zoe did. So that's
he was
why,
probably watching.
That's why
you
he went after Zoe. But he was looking at me, and then Zoe bailed me out. So I'm like, "Yeah, go get him."
What did you talk, do? We need to talk about it.
What'd you do?
We need to talk about
nothing.
It.
Was that your
nothing.
Turn?
Nothing. No. It was not bad.
Kept going straight because.
But it was a moving violation.
There was nobody there.
It was a moving violation for sure.
Did you hit the lifts?
Boom.
You bouncing?
The music.
I hit the three-wheel motion.
I'll tell you what. Those, like, 18-passenger vans need to take up one lane.
Mr. Milkman, he's right in the middle, just sitting in between on that left turn under the bridge. Like, right or left, pal?
Yeah.
Get one. Pick one.
Here's the thing with Hayward.
Yeah.
I don't – and I'm sure there were people who wanted, you know, weren't impressed with him to the point where they just wanted him, like, gone. I just thought it was – you know, the most unfortunate of circumstances that he went down 5 minutes into his first regular season game, and it took him way longer to get back last year. And I don't know that he ever really did. There were flashes last year where he looked like something, but it's like I asked Brad Stevens about yesterday, and Mike Gorman said it again this morning when he was on with the Toucherless Toucher and Rich show this morning.
Where was Fred today? He kind of started to discuss that yesterday. Not to bring that, but you brought Fred up. He was having issues with the call screen. He's like, we probably shouldn't just even come in the rest of the week. He called it.
Long time.
Fred called. Credit
long
to Fred.
Time coming, balancing out that squirt stay that Rich had. Anyway.
How many times has he had the squirts?
Gorman said this morning, yeah? I don't know that Hayward's ever going to be back to, you know, what he was. And he, you know, he said, I don't think he'll ever have the hops that he had in Utah. Like, forget about that. That's gone. That's not happening.
Well, he's also getting older.
Right.
They're outside of the injury.
You couple the injury with getting older. Okay. That notion that you're going to be able to have that player we saw in Utah on the floor with the Celtics, we may have to kiss that one goodbye. And Stevens didn't say as much yesterday, but he spoke to how well he plays the game and he
correct.
Does the things that he wants from him. So my point is this. A lot of people who, you know, you think we're like, oh, we want him on, we want him here. Well, he wasn't going to be able to live up to expectations after what happened to him. So if
right.
it's from that regard, I don't know if it's really fair to say, oh, he's not living up to it. But what he gives you now and what he's capable of doing for you now, is that enough? Is that enough to want him
right.
to stay here and to be a part of this
well,
team?
I think it's enough to want him here.
Well, yes.
But I also don't know that it's justifying the salary.
Remember the playoff run, though? Remember when he started to shoot from like a chair, and then there are reports that he's moving, he's running straight, but he's not cutting, and there was chances that he was going to come back, and then all of a sudden he had the reports that confidence issues are there, and then the mental coach, Hardy, brought that up.
Yep.
Like, it's almost like, I don't want to say he got unfairly attacked, but people didn't let him heal. Like, people wanted him to rush back. Like, there was reports that there was a chance he may play in the playoffs. You're like, oh, you can imagine getting that shot in the arm, right? And it never happened. Danny's like, no, it's not going to happen. We're going to make sure this guy's right. And people wanted that. And I think people had that mindset on him that is there a toughness issue? Is there a confidence? Is there a mental issue? Is he soft? Like, you heard people called and said he was soft. and they never let him attempt to get back to the type of
Jim,
players.
Who was the guy you were trying to trade Gordon Hayward for in the trade rumors in the offseason? Who was that?
Another Mike big
Conley.
Stiff.
Mike Conley. Yeah. Remember that?
That was before we knew Kemba Walker was an option.
Right. Before Kemba was the garbage swap. Who are we bringing to the garbage swap? And that was the rumor that we started. Jim started.
Well, I don't think Conley's garbage, but.
Well, yeah. No, but it was a team that's looking to dump a salary.
It was, you can get a point guard. You can keep your salaries up.
You can keep the salaries and match the money. And, hey, there might be some upside to Gordon Hayward. Guess what? There is upside. He's playing well.
Yeah.
And the Celtics are experiencing the upside. But to the point where there's full-blown panic, I don't know. And again, this is dangerous.
Full-blown panic is way overstating
it. I'm telling you, and maybe I am overstating it. I fully admit that, Jim. I'm being honest about it.
It did cross my mind watching the game the other night, though. This is what crossed my mind. Imagine this guy comes all the way back, he plays really well, and then he just says bye.
Maybe he doesn't like it here.
Well,
there's still a long way to go till he gets to that point.
All of a sudden, he's David Price, right? Yeah, he doesn't like it here, wants out. You people crush
I admit, Jim, that this can be categorized under the Twitter straw man.
It's a little panic.
I'm just saying it's a dangerous thing.
It's on the radar now, at least.
When you read these, you can read Twitter and it can be a real dangerous thing because you see tweets and you're like, are people actually saying this or is this just Twitter?
Is it Twitter straw man or is it Twitter chicken little?
Twitter is not real life. As I like to say, Twitter is not real life. A lot of people need to get off the Twitter. Twitter is not real life. You know, it doesn't represent what people are actually thinking or actually saying or what they maybe sometimes even really believe. Right, Twitter. What do you call it? Twitter Chicken Little.
Twitter Chicken Little.
Where it's like, oh, this guy's falling. Is it? You saw it on Twitter. Is it really a thing?
Yeah. Right. Is it really a thing?
Yeah.
It can be very dangerous.
Straw man is an argument. Worry is Chicken Little. It's Twitter Chicken Little.
Twitter Chicken Little. But it also can be straw man in the. Is anyone really saying it? If like five people are saying it on Twitter, does that really represent 5,000 people?
Well,
out the
contract
in the real
world? I don't know. Contract is. It is what it is. Jim's right about that. I mean, you could leave.
Is there actual panic? Are you actually worried about this guy opting out? I mean, if he opting out, it means he had a great year. That would be great for the team.
Yeah. It's like JD Martinez, right?
All right, but let's talk about the expectations, Hardy, because you bring up something really interesting there about the expectations. What should the expectations for the player be on this team this year? Maybe you could just now come to expect something. 617-779-0985 and other Celtics starts, Celtics thoughts on their great start, I should say, as we get off to a, not so bad start given the circumstances.
Great start.
All right, let's rock and roll here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Let's go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me.
Today's Kemba Walker Day on NBC Sports Boston. Jim just told me. Kemba Walker Day.
Abby Chin probably didn't sleep last night.
What am I supposed to do with that?
He'll be playing his former team tonight, Beetle. It's a thing.
All day today.
Going back to Charlotte. Should be Scary Terry Day on the Zolak and Bertrand show since they're playing Charlotte tonight.
I'm going to say Charlotte blows.
Ooh, Scary Terry. I wonder if he's intimidating down there.
Kemba Walker Day.
They sell t-shirts down there for his big night?
Scary Terry. Ooh. I'm sure those Rozier jerseys are flying off the shelves down there now. Hey, how's he been doing, by the way?
I haven't heard much.
No one has. You know why? He plays in Charlotte, where no one gives a damn.
People want to build it around him, sign him back.
He's averaged 16.9 points a night so far.
Yeah.
4.1 rebounds and 5.6 assists. Let's see.
Well, he's very upset.
I want to know what he's been up to. Terry Rozier.
Stuff he had to put up with. He was very upset last year.
Very upset. Very upset. Vocal. So far.
Dude, remember when he was like on ESPN? He did like the rounds. He was like doing the rounds. Like national hits. Yeah, upset he was.
He's here's my favorite part. You go to his page on ESPN.
Uh-huh.
And the latest video is him doing an interview after a Celtics game, after a game 2 win last year. Yeah. So he hasn't done anything worthy of a video this year. He's had, 22 points in his last game against the Indiana Pacers. He had 20 in the win over Golden State last week. 22 against Sacramento in a win. 17, 19, 11, 7. Yeah, he's okay.
4-3. They're one game behind Miami in the Southeast.
That's exciting.
Congratulations.
I hope he's enjoying his time there. Scary Terry. Woo. So,
that's so funny last year. Well, this is kind of big.
You don't have the right shirt on that you can put over your head.
Pull it over.
Scary Terry.
Those teams are trembling.
That's going to be Scary Terry Day today. Can't wait till he makes a return to the Garden. I hope they play a video.
Video montage.
Oh, video montage for him. So congrats to Kemba Walker for having his own day today. Kemba Walker Day. However you choose to celebrate it.
Well, it is game 7, right? I mean, it's a big day.
Big matchup tonight. So now on Gordon Hayward. What should the expectations be, Hardy? The way that he played the other night, can we come to expect that pretty regularly now?
No. You're not going to expect 39 points, 16 for 16 from field goal range.
We're looking at the video of Zoe, who last year pulled his T-shirt over his head to be a ghost or something.
I don't know what that is.
That's Scary Terry's T-shirt.
To me, is Scary Terry.
That's what Scary Terry's T-shirt looked like. Boo. Whoa, watch it. That's funny.
Boo.
That's funny, Zoe.
That's funny, Zoe, right there. No, so we can't expect that from Gordon Hayward now.
No. 16
for 16 points every night?
Yeah, why not? No, something resembling the player that he was on the court. I'm not talking statistics.
What about high
20s? You want to know why?
He played really well the other night, right?
Yeah.
I expect him to get 39 every night.
He played really well the other night, but he kept shooting because he was making everything. But again, I'll revert back to what I heard Gorman say today when he didn't even have to think about it. It's like, if he plays like that and he continues playing like that, is he the best player on the floor? And Gorman said, no. No, no. It's Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker is your best player.
What? What about Tatum? Brown?
Nope. It's Kemba. And I believe it. I'm with Gorman on this. So you don't need him to be there.
Well, Mike's another guy that said that.
I take that
he's
back.
He's true in terms
It'd be wonderful if he were.
Well, no, he's right in one sense. He's right in the sense of Kemba's a more versatile player than Gordon Hayward is. But in terms of your best offensive player, Gordon Hayward could be that. From an offensive standpoint, let's limit it to that.
I don't know. Against the Cavaliers.
I mean, Mike called, and I love Mike. Mike called Avery Bradley untouchable at one point, too. It's like being the best guy on the team. Avery Bradley.
All right, so he may whiffed a little on that one.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, you got to put that in context, though, of when he said that.
I understand. He's your best defensive player, and he was scoring.
The Celtics weren't working with much then.
I understand that.
And Avery Bradley was a really good player. I like Avery Bradley a lot.
Mike, I mean, that's the moment. But you live in the moment as the broadcaster. You do that, right?
Isn't the bottom line it could be either one of Hayward, Tatum, or Walker, depending on the given night, and that's maybe what makes this team decent?
Yeah, they've got some options.
You don't have to have one guy dominate every night. You can have one of three guys dominate each individual night.
I think that is true.
Yeah, and are they always going to play the Cavaliers? Because that would help.
Well, to the Bradley point.
They've also played some bad teams.
But, like, if you were going to say that, and take it for
what it shouldn't be ignored, by the way.
No, I'm not.
If you're going to take it for what it was.
Many times you're going to get to play the Knicks.
Yeah, but if you're going to take Avery Bradley at that time for what he was and call him that, Marcus Smart could be that on a given night. That's what you like about this team. Could be anybody.
617-779-0985. Gio's in Boston. Gio.
Yes, yes.
What's up?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say, hey, love you guys' show. But look, it's okay to be a little excited. I know it's early, but if just look at the reverse, they're 5-1, and we don't want to get excited. If they were 1-5, we'd be poo-poo-pooing all over the Celtics.
Matt said they're only 1-1.
Needs to go if they're 1-5, but they're 5-1.
I love how they take three wins off the board. Matt said they're 4 wins. Matt said they're 1-1. They had one good win.
Okay, so let me ask this. Do you not count the win against Toronto? That's a win.
Of course you do.
Do you not count
them all.
The win against the Bucks?
It's not your fault who you play. Wins are wins.
Who's not counting the wins?
Mass.
Mass.
Oh, you got to argue with the right people, though, on this. You're arguing with the wrong people on this.
And then on top of it, so this is what makes the team good. It's what we always love about the Patriots. They don't have one guy that you can single out. They'll beat you with multiple positions. Well, the Celtics has kind of mirrored that philosophy. Any given night, any player may go off. And winning the Bucks without Jaylen Brown, even going into this game, come on, guys, you didn't think they were going to win it, especially not without Jaylen Brown. Get down 16 and then come back, forget about it. Come on, guys. This is perfect. This is what we live for, right? The underdog, the overachievers. When they were in the spotlight, it was too much. They crumbled under the pressure of the spotlight.
No, I know there are many of you, Gio, that love the underdog role with the Celtics, that love the fun of being the underdog.
Hang on.
Yes.
I got water from Nate. Nate, where'd you get this water?
In the kitchen.
Did you get it out of the sink? You turned the sink on. This is why it's warm.
But in fairness, he did ask where the water was, and then Tom said the kitchen. He asked where the kitchen was.
We have a water purifier drinking.
Yeah, we have
a whole water machine.
Purifier machine. Not where you just sink. Hit a button and it dispenses water. It has plumbing hooked up to it, so it shoots out cold water. It's nice.
It filters it
a little bit. Like, I wish we had a camera in the
It's great
kitchen.
When the kid that's coming in to interview for an internship is laughing at the current intern.
Is that what's going on in there?
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. Millennials, how do these kids function?
They're not afraid to drink in tap water. That's actually anti-millennial. I give them credit for that.
I took one sip. I'm like, this tastes like pool water from a Sheraton. Like a bad Sheraton. You know when you walk in, you can smell the
Sharon.
You smell the chlorine.
Oh yeah,
and it was like lukewarm, and I'm like, our bubbler's outstanding here. It's like ice cold water, or it's piping hot. There's no middle. Wow, Nate, just put on that sink in there and just got me water out of the tap. Ugh.
Where'd you get this water?
Where'd you get this water, boy? Nate,
the win against the Bucks is the good win.
Yeah, oh, outstanding win.
No doubt about that.
Oh, and the way they fought back in that game, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the good win.
That's a great win.
You should celebrate the hell out of that.
I mean, every win's different, but it's still a win. I understand some are bigger than others. So see you there.
All right, Dan Shaughnessy is going to join us coming up at 11 a.m. We'll talk to Dan at the top of the hour.
He should be ready to go. 2 weeks.
Yeah, we got a lot to get to and a lot to cover with Dan because he's been out for a couple of weeks covering the World Series. So we've got plenty to get to with Dan Shaughnessy coming up. Also have a point of comparison for Tom Brady with one of his peers in the NFL. That would be Russell Wilson that we will do coming up next. But also continue with your Celtics calls today. Thoughts on Gordon Hayward and thoughts on the Celtics hot start. That will continue throughout the day, so don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Your thoughts on adding Josh Gordon to the mix?
Well, Josh has been a tremendous receiver. You know, I think it's going to be just great having him into the group that we already have. We have so many great receivers already. We're excited to, you know, get him here this week. I'm sure he'll do a great job. He'll prepare. He's always, supposedly prepared great and everything else. So, exciting to have him in our group, and we're looking forward to that opportunity.
You know him at all?
Yeah, I've known Josh for a few years. So, we've gotten to know each other over the years.
What about this culture would be a fit for him?
Well, I think the thing about this culture that's a fit for anyone, to be honest with you, is just that. We're all in it together. My goodies, my goodies.
compensation for handling brawls. All I need is me a few seconds and more. Then it's a wrap. Tell the lady to bring my lap, and I ain't coming back, so you can put a car right there. I'm the truth, and I ain't got nothing to prove. And you can ask anybody, cause they seem to do it. Barricades, I run right through them. Used to them. Throw all the dirt you want. No, you still won't have a.
All right, Josh Gordon is now a member of the Seattle Seahawks. You can
playing
add him
this week, right?
Yeah, you can add him to the Seahawks roster, and you can add him to your fantasy teams if you want to throw him into the mix. Evan Silva had this tweet yesterday. That would be Evan Silva from establishedtherun.com. Russell Wilson is having an MVP year despite the following. Losing his playmaking tight end to IR. Mm-hmm. Rookie number two receiver, having a rookie number, the second receiver on the team is a rookie. Who's been pretty good, by the way. The number one receiver who entered 2019 had a career high 57 catches. Having no number three wide receiver of note. Facing pressure at the NFL's third highest rate in the league. His protection has been garbage. And a matador defense for which he must constantly compensate. So, a defense that has been not so great, having little to work with within the offense, facing a ton of pressure, third highest rate of pressure in the league, and he is having an MVP season. And the Seahawks, who we talked about yesterday, are in the mix and are in the conversation because they have good coaching and they have a culture and they've got a quarterback. And I said yesterday, that gives me faith in the league right now that a team like the Seahawks is still competitive, because those are the sort of things that you want to see rewarded. Teams that are not necessarily the most just best collection of talent.
Grinders.
Teams that can grind out a year when they're not necessarily at their best. The way I think the Patriots have, when they haven't had their best rosters, have found success and have gone deep into the playoffs and have had deep runs. Because they are well coached at times, and they have a quarterback, and they have sort of a program in place.
Yeah,
things that are rewarded in this league, like that's good. That's a good thing.
It is. Like I was rooting from last year to get in as wild card. Like I want to see them get in and make some noise, because I think they're grinders. I like Pete. I like the way, you know, he coaches. It's different, right? It's different, but it works at this level. He's taken the college environment and brought it here, and he does it his way. And if you don't like it, get out. His players like him. You know, they've rebuilt that defense. They're trying to rebuild the defense. He misses Doug Baldwin is what he does. But now you've got, you know, DJ Metcalf. He's got Tyler Lockett. Now you got Josh Gordon. He's got some big, big, tall receivers, big weapons, strong guys. So how does he extend plays? And he's the guy that's going to get nicked, meaning Wilson. Like he ends up getting a leg or a knee or an ankle. Something pops up with him every year because people kill him. He doesn't have a great line.
Yeah, and he's 5'11".
Yeah. And he gets crushed. Like, Lamar Jackson doesn't, you don't get square hits on him. You kind of got to tackle him by the ankles or trip him up. Rushing could crunch, and he's been crunched over the years. So, I mean, the hits eventually take a toll on him.
Yeah, and so far he's thrown 22 touchdowns and one pick.
That's amazing.
That's what he's done.
I think he's your MVP. I think he is too.
I think he's the MVP of the league.
Like, he's the front runner. Everybody says Watson and Christian McCaffrey, you know, Jackson. All of a sudden, Jackson's in the mix now because of one game. The other night.
Do you know what T-Bone wrote in our notes?
What did he write?
When he posted this tweet for us to see? Quit whining, Brady.
Oh.
Now he's giving us a thumbs up through the glass. He's giving us the thumbs up. Thumbs up. Quit whining, Brady. Yep. You think you have it hard? There's other quarterbacks in the league who have it hard too this year. Russell Wilson, the MVP right now of the league. I think we can call him the consensus MVP right now. I think he'd win.
I think he's the distant MVP. Yeah. And everybody else is like behind him.
Yeah,
where,
yeah.
Where you throw Watson, McCaffrey, and
I think he'd win.
Throw Lamar in a group.
Yeah, I think
right
if he took the vote today, he'd win it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
90%.
The current MVP through 10 weeks of the season
is grinded.
Is making it work. Is Russell Wilson complaining? That we know
kinda,
of?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, he wanted Antonio Brown when he was released by the Raiders.
Yeah, they did their due diligence.
He had to push for Antonio Brown again after the fact when the Patriots released him, and then they settled on Josh Gordon.
You know what it is? It's the way he talks. He's a softer spoken guy. He's not more frank.
He's full of crap is what he is. He thinks the media wants to hear.
He sounds like a used car salesman. Like you walk in a used car lot, and no offense to the used car people. They're great people out there. You got to move cars. Yeah, he tells you what you want to hear. You're right.
I don't think he does that behind the scenes, but he definitely does that in the media.
No, but again, I mean, you've heard stuff where some guys are like, is he full bull or are we behind him? You know? Like, I could see where he'd rub some guys the wrong way. But they like him. They rally around him.
Isn't that like Brady's one big hole in his game over his career? Is that he can't just go and take a bunch of guys and just like really like he needs specific guys.
Oh, right? 06 he did it. What are you talking about? That may have been his best year with a bunch of crap. 2006. Up 18 against Indy. AFC title game. Bottom fell out on him. That was Richey Caldwell and company.
Like Metcalf was a train wreck, apparently, according to every report. And they coached him up, and Russell Wilson worked with him. He keeps throwing him the ball, and now look at him. He's a crucial part of that offense.
You're saying that Brady, what, has less patience than a guy like Russell Wilson?
He doesn't. Yeah, it seems like he gives up on guys quick.
Yeah.
That's all. Maybe that's the point, though. Maybe it's not that he doesn't work with lesser talent. It's just that he gives up on guys really quick.
Yeah, I think Brady's a big train guy, meaning when a train's rolling, you're either on it or not. Can you keep up with me? Like the stuff he told me, you know, in that interview, and you're going to hear it on All Access. I like my receivers to play a certain way.
Yeah, we played that clip yesterday.
I'm very demanding. I'm very demanding. I want my receivers to play a certain way.
Does he adapt to them enough? Maybe at another stage of his career he did.
I don't know. See, I think that offense and the way it's structured is so precise that you have to be there or else it's going to look really bad. Like first pass of the game, he air-mailed one. Was he in the right spot? I don't know.
Well, Sanu showed him enough that he's working through the mistakes with Sanu, though.
14 times. He had 10 catches on 14 targets.
But he hasn't been perfect since he's gotten here, but he's obviously shown Brady something to the fact that, like, so what has Harry not showed him? That's what I want to know.
Not being a pro. Take that however you want to take it. Not being a pro. Like, he knew Sanu comes in. The guy's done it. He's a professional. I think it's the whole person. Not that Harry is unprofessional. I don't know that. I don't hear that. But I read between the lines, and you just watch the way they talk. You need trust. You need to be here. You need accountability. You have to get the respect of your teammates.
Is that on the coaches?
Tells me he hasn't done it. No, it becomes on the player at some point. These are grown men. You can't baby them. Like, you can't hold their hands. You spoon feed them as much as you can. But once the lights are on, who steps up, who does it? You know, you could get in the huddle, and I just remember it. Okay, I knew where Irving Fryer was going to be. You knew that guy's going to be there. I knew that Troy Brown would fight. And I made a living in this league 9 years running scout team because I'm going to throw the damn ball to Troy Brown every time because he's going to make me look good. Anybody else? No, that guy will quit on a route. You know, there's certain guys that you have faith in, and others that you just don't want in the huddle with you. You know, Ben Coach, you knew he was going to catch anything you threw around him. How much does he miss Gronk? See, and everybody says, well, they don't have the tight end. You really didn't have your tight end last year for a good stretch, right? We called Gronkowski sort of on the side of a milk carton. Lost. Like, where's he been? Remember the confidence issue. Hey, thanks for coming to me. Why wouldn't I go to you against the Chiefs? Rob? Big catch. You're the guy. You're the man. Like, they had to rebuild that guy, the best tight end ever, confidence up. But still, he was in the huddle with him, and Brady knew he was going to affect coverage. I don't think any of these tight ends get in the huddle and affect coverage.
Speaking of Rob Gronkowski,
that's why he likes
Sanu.
Sanu and Edelman affect coverage.
There's more news on Gronk.
Oh!
Yeah, more news. I don't think it's a good kind.
Like another job?
Yeah, another job.
Oh, the other one ain't working. They get
another job to add into the mix for Rob Gronkowski. We'll tell you about that. Dan Shaughnessy will join us in studio at 11.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
He calls himself the squirrel. You want to know why he calls himself the squirrel? Because he is a squirrel. He's furry. He's furry. He's cute. He's elusive. He's feisty. And most importantly, whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut. Just like he gets a first down. Just like he gets the touchdown. Just like he'll give you a catch when you need it.
Yeah, more bad news for those of you who think Gronk is coming back to football. He just signed on to do another television show. It's called Game On.
Game On!
A sports comedy entertainment series based on A League of Their Own.
Oh, hilarity.
A League of Their Own, not the movie. A League of Their Own is the award-winning series in the UK, which is in its 14th season.
Oh, that's where Hasselhoff's big.
No, I think he's big in Japan, isn't
Germany.
It? Germany.
Germany.
Germany. The U.S. version will be hosted by...
Hello, and welcome to the sports show.
Keegan-Michael Key. Who's that? Do I know that? Do I know that person? Emmy award-winning actor? Who's that?
Key and Peele.
Oh! Durr.
What?
That's funny how you... Really?
Huh?
Okay.
I think so. That's him, right?
Must be. Yeah, it is. It totally is. I always just refer to it as Key or Peele. What?
Nothing.
So I was planning the music selections for Shaughnessy.
Oh, okay. Shh.
Jesus.
And then in addition to that, we'll also have Venus Williams, Rob Gronkowski as the team captains. So he's now going to be...
Oh, I get it. It's like on a, you pick a side. And you're going to coach the side versus side. Yeah, those are really good shows.
It will pit two teams of three, captained by Williams and Gronkowski.
Yeah.
It features sports stars, comedians, and celebrities.
Why don't you just do a show with Rob Dyrdek and just they could skate around?
The teams go head-to-head in over-the-top physical challenges from seeing who can dunk the most basketballs over a tank of water while harnessed to a bungee cord. You know, all these stupid
obstacle course type crap. Yeah,
and,
little ninja twist to
filler.
It.
Yeah. Those filler shows that nobody really watches.
Wipeout.
I loved Wipeout. Wipeout was great because people literally got just abused on it.
That show that Ellen does. What's the one that she does where they, you know, you answer the question wrong and something like takes you out? That quiz. You ever seen that one?
Yeah, before? I don't know what it's called. Yeah.
I don't know what it's called. Whatever that show is. It's another one of these crappy shows. But Gronk is now... signed up to do another television show.
Jimmy Fallon should just hire him to be a sidekick. You know, oh, he did Crash Leads before. That took off.
Yes.
Just play.
Look at you ripping Gronk, huh?
Not ripping Gronk. I love Gronk.
He doesn't love the new Gronk. Zoe doesn't love...
You ripped him being on Fox and you're ripping him being on this show.
Play the Edelman thing again. Does that sound natural?
Zoe doesn't love
post-football
Gronk. Is what it is.
Is that made up fake force stuff?
Zoe doesn't feel like real? Gronk's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
I'd rather watch him. I'd rather watch him run around with his shirt off if he doesn't play. I'd rather watch him do that. have a video camera just follow him the bars. I would watch. I'd be more entertained by that.
But here's the truth.
What's the truth?
Rob Gronkowski has all his game checks in the bank.
Look at that one. Yeah. I don't know what's that.
Rob Gronkowski's game checks are all in the bank.
Yep.
And he is employed.
Yeah, good.
He's got a job on Fox.
Great.
He's got a job now on CBS with this new television show. He's got an endorsement deal with CBD products.
Oh.
He's employed. Right?
Yep.
And he's got things that occupy his time.
I'd be a male model. Marry him.
Does he need the football?
No, he doesn't need it.
He's still living a public life. Doing things that are in the public eye.
He's just DJing Vegas. Like
through Vegas these television times. Shows, and he's also endorsing products. So he doesn't need the football. I'm sorry, Zoe. No, it's not acting. No, it's not wrestling. But it's not the type of money he would make playing a full season of football.
Such a goof.
But remember that argument that we were having, and Hardy's not in the room right now, but Hardy and I had this argument going, you know, and we had this argument a number of times about the money, and he was never going to be able to match the money playing football as a football player. Tight end Rob Gronkowski making $9 million a year. He was never going to be able to make that. Well, now he's not going to be able to make that anyways. Missed most of the season. The money he will make from Fox and the money he will make from this TV show on CBS and the money he will make from CBD would be equivalent to what's left of what the football season has remaining.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So the money now is the same. Now that he has decided he is no way going to be a full-time football player. So now the money thing's out the window. That conversation we were having last offseason about Rob Gronkowski's gone. Money's not a thing anymore.
Money ain't a thing.
So the money would not serve as motivation for him to play. It would have to be solely about the football. Money ain't a thing.
When's RJ tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 1 p.m. Hardy, I don't know if you heard me say that.
Hardy's ready for him.
I didn't. I was too busy reading one of the grossest things I've ever read about a player injury.
Oh, okay. I was just saying that
it has to do with tonight's Celtics game and Jaylen Brown.
Oh. Do we know what it is now?
Yeah.
There's more details?
Sepsis?
Yeah. He's had to go to the hospital several times to drain abscesses, which is what has held him out.
Where are the abscesses? Side of his leg?
Don't know.
Leaking? Smelling?
So he's feeling much better.
Doesn't dog's expect licking to have, it and everything?
The dog's always bothering on it.
Oh.
Doesn't expect to have any restrictions for tonight's game.
So he has MRSA. That's unbelievable.
I don't... Ah, look at this thing. It's all full of
pus. Why is your leg
again
swollen and you have a hole with stuff running out of it?
Back to the hospital to have it drained again.
Oh, God. That's infection.
I squeezed a pint of fluid out of this thing just last night.
Where do your kid gets one and they tell you not to touch it? Like, gets an ingrown hair, like, on her. I remember one of the kids had it. It was on her. Like, doctor's like, don't touch it. That thing's hot. It's just dying for me to squeeze. I want to squeeze it so bad.
That doesn't sound like an ingrown hair.
No, it was.
No, Jaylen Brown's doesn't sound like an ingrown hair.
No, it sounds like an infection. Serious.
Where?
Maybe on the back of his head. Razor blade or something. I don't know. Shaughnessy's had abscesses. He might know.
And he has a key.
It's like a boil.
Back?
You know what that is? That's like a boil. He's probably squeezed the boil and it got infected in his blood.
You don't know any of that.
Dude, you can't just throw abscess out and have it drained.
You can't just throw that out there and then not give us more details on it either.
I'm
talking about you, Hardy. I'm talking about the team.
Did they put it in a stitch in it? Did they have to like slice it, drain it, get the core out? And was there little, you know, spider
veins? Is it like that vacuum? Like that medical vacuum?
Zoe needs to be doing this interview with Jaylen Brown.
Does it smell?
Like the dentist, you know, they do that.
Like I said,
Zoe could be the Doc Flynn of this subject here.
I played with a guy by the name of Johnny Vessels at Maryland. He was a defensive back. And we had spring ball. And he had one of those horrific leg snap injuries to where I can remember it was during practice contact. And I remember they hear the bone snap. And his leg was the other way. And he ended up having plates put in his leg. So then I remember during his recovery, he was laying in there. And the trainers go, you may want to leave the room. And I go, why? Yeah, we're talking to him. Well, we have to repack his drain. I'm like, what do you mean you have to repack his drain? So they had like a 5-foot string of gauze that is medicated, that a natural, like they drill a hole in the side where the swelling is to have your leg drain. And they take the string and they pack the hole just so your skin heals. I sat there as a 19-year-old kid, like wide mouth. That's awesome. And then they take it out and then they repack it the next. It's like, wow. Like, so you don't want to do that, man. So this abscess could be a lot of things like that. Eesh. Question is, where is this? On his knee? Does it keep reopening?
Okay. Hardy has the headlines and the latest on that. Dan Shaughnessy standing by. He'll be sitting down with us and in studio.
Oh, that's my home surgery on Blondie's fingernail.
Yeah, that's
up there
right.
In the simulcast.
That is right.
He's going to the nail.
They had to blur it out.
DeWalt.
So graphic.
Nice manicure.
It's great advertising for DeWalt.
Oh,
Dan Shaughnessy will be with us coming up after these headlines. Awesome. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.